This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, salt and light. to all the listeners, this is the program Salt and Light with myself, Delia Preston.
And I am Brian Preston. I'm sitting, just on the opposite side of my beautiful bride. And what a great honor and a privilege it is to greet you in that wonderful name. Welcome to Salt and Light this afternoon. We're always excited in sharing the word of God, my lovely wife. And it's such a privilege and an honor to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. So we are so excited to be in your presence. Listeners, please tune in. Amen. Tell your friends to tune in. Amen. Because we want to just unpack something that God laid on our hearts. And yeah, we know that we're going to have a great time today. And it's so good. Amen. To be back on radio, to be back live. Amen. Praise be to God. And so we're just going to rejoice in the Lord today. And we're just going to believe God and trust God for what He has in store for us today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Brian, you know, we're going to be sharing a specific word in this session, a word that the Lord gave me the past 2 weeks. And I truly believe as I continue to meditate on this word and continue to flesh it out, that this is a word for the now. This is a word for where we are presently going to, as the church and even our global audience landscape.
Yeah. Landscape. But, sorry, Pastor Delia, I believe that the global landscape is changing, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, in the season that is upon us, I believe that God is going to give us strategies, but we have to be in tune with His voice. You know,
Amen.
It's like we have to live, you know, in that. It's almost like we have to live in the upper room, if I could put it in that way. But yes, Pastor Delia, you were saying, sorry.
I truly want you to hear this word, because it's a word of the Lord that is going to sustain God's people going forward. You know, there's many things happening globally, as we can see. The Lord said to me, you know, that the birth pains, the word of the Lord says that the earth is groaning for the sons of God to be revealed, the sons of man to be revealed. And so it's like the earth is going to through contractions.
Yes.
And the contractions are drawing closer.
That's right.
And closer, and it's becoming more and more intense. And so as we see global events happening, arising, you know, as Matthew speaks about even the natural disasters taking place, we just saw an earthquake in Myanmar, was it?
Yeah.
Myanmar, in Thailand, you know, 7.7, many people that lost their lives. You know, these natural disasters happening all over, these global events, you know, that we are taking note of. And this is the birth pains, the contractions of the earth that's happening. And God gave me a specific word for His church in how we need to look at these events. But we are going to flesh it out. We're going to speak about it. We're going to discuss it. Draw your chair closer to the radio. Put it a bit louder. Come and really come and listen with an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
Even Pastor Dilly, when we were speaking also, I'm just reminded that, you know, what is happening. And it's not only the events of the earthquakes and what we're seeing right now, but also what we experience, you know, when the Bible speaks about the last days, you know, where the Bible says that men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. And so also there's a global war on the monetary, systems and policies, you know. And so we're really moving into, you know, these last days, and we need to gear ourselves up, you know, and we really need to walk in the Spirit, because the Bible says that those who are led by the Spirit, meaning walking in the Spirit, meaning walking under the obedience, they are the sons of God, and the earth is groaning for the sons to manifest. And this is the greatest time to be alive, to manifest the power and the glory and the presence of God. Because you know what? People need Christ globally, you know, from continent to continent, city to city, you know. And so we as we're going to flesh out this word, I'm excited to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. So please, listeners, tune in. Amen, hallelujah. Tune in and stay in tune, because we're going to flesh it out, and we're going to just trust God, and He's going to impart as you listen. So we're going to go back to a song break right now, and I hope and trust that you're going to enjoy the song break, and we will see you right after this. God bless you.
Hi everyone, welcome back. Welcome back. I trust that you enjoyed the song. You are listening to Brian and Delia on the program Salt and Light. I trust that you are having a wonderful afternoon. So as we said previously before the song, you know that the Lord gave me a specific word for this time, for the season that we are in globally. And the Lord said to me about 2 weeks ago, Delia, it's not what you see, but it is how you see. It is not what you see, but it's how you see. And the Lord explained to me, He said, you know, we all see world events. There's a scripture that says we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, because the things which are seen is temporal, but the things that are not seen is everlasting, it's eternal. And so the Lord ministered and said to me, you know, many things are happening right now globally. The world systems, the monetary systems, as Apostle Brian spoke about earlier, we're getting to a place where so many countries are struggling at the moment, you know. So many people, especially the middle class, are struggling at the moment to make ends meet. You know, their monies or their salaries are just basically paying for everything. The quality of life and the standard of living, our day-to-day needs and so forth, mm-hmm. has increased so much. Sure. And people are trying to really just make ends meet at this moment in time, and people are beginning to experience, you know, that it's just getting tougher and tougher to just like meet your basic needs. And so the Lord ministered to me and He said to me, you know, that we need to be in a place of so much faith that we are not moved by what we see. And I want to just share this word right now with you. I'm reading from Numbers 13 from 27. And I want to share this. And this is the story of the 10 spies that went into the land with Joshua and Caleb, which was 12. The 12 spies, including Joshua and Caleb, that went to go and spy the land of Jericho. You know, they were preparing to invade Jericho. And so they sent out, Moses sent out 12 spies, and they then went to go and scout the land, and they came back and they had to give a report mm-hmm. to the elders and to Moses and Aaron. And we're reading from verse 27, Numbers 13, verse 27. And it says, then they told him, this is now the 10 spies, they told him and said, and him is Moses, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. So this is what they saw. Moreover, we saw the descendants of the Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. That was Caleb's words. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants." Hear this. It devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of the Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our sight. And so we were in their sight, So this was the report that the 10 spies gave. And you know, all 12 of them went in, Joshua and Caleb, and they all saw the same thing. They all saw the fortified cities. The Bible says that the walls of Jericho was so thick that chariots could race on top.
Wow.
So the walls were thick. It was fortified. No one could just easily go in or come out. You know, it was built like that to protect the city and its people. And they saw that, you know, that the people in the land, they were huge, of great stature, the 10 spies said, great stature, and they were much bigger. And they said, in our eyes, we look like grasshoppers to this people. And they're almost sure that the giants think the same thing, that they are grasshoppers.
That's right.
You know, and even there, it is so important how we perceive, because many times, Apostle Brian, we give other people thoughts. We look at things through our own lenses, and then we assume other people see the same thing. But it actually comes from our insecurity, our fear, our anxiety. So they were saying that they look like grasshoppers to this people, and they are sure that the people look at them as grasshoppers. So even there, you know, insecurity, a wrong belief system can make you believe and think that other people see you with your same fears and your same insecurities. You know, it is so important how we think. And the Lord was really challenging our belief system in this time. And, you know, there's a scripture that says, when Jesus said to his disciples, if he comes back, will he find faith in the earth? You know, will he find faith in the earth? And we come into a place, because of all the things that we are going to see, we come into a place of where the enemy is going to try to challenge our faith. You know, he's going to challenge our belief system. He's going to challenge the way we see things. And if we are not careful, and if we are not meditating on the Word of God, allowing the Word to transform our way of thinking, to transform our sight, that we do not look in the natural, but in the spiritual, many things will cause us to step into fear. Many things will cause us to step into anxiety. Many things will make us also, you know, become panicked. Many things will also try to get us down, depressed, and if we are not careful. And so this is what the Lord shared with me, that although all 12 went in and they all saw the same, they all had the same results, there were two spies that had a different heart and a different mindset. And the reason why they had a different heart and a different mindset was because the instruction that Moses gave to Joshua before he left, he said to Joshua, "Joshua, do not let the words of the Lord depart from your mouth, but meditate on the law of the Lord day and night. Joshua, be bold. Joshua, be courageous. Stand on the word of the Lord. It's the only way that you will make yourself successful. It's the only way that you'll become successful if you meditate on the word of the Lord. It's the word of God that will change us, beloved. It's the word of God that will keep us grounded. It is the word. I always say this thing, you know, that the word of the Lord is my daily medication. It's my daily fix. If we do not place our lives, if we do not study the word, if we do not make the word our daily bread, our food for daily living, many things that we're going to see with our natural eyes is going to want to take us out.
That's right.
It's going to want to lie to us. It's going to mess with our belief system. It's going to cause us to think, even to the point where, is God still here? Mm-hmm. Is God
where is still, God?
Where is God? Is God still real? Is God still true? We're going to go to a song and then we're going to continue to unpack this. I really want you to listen to this word, beloved. It's going to be a foundation. It's going to be a strengthening for you in the times ahead. Please take a listen to the song and we will come back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I trust that you enjoy that song. It's Apostle Brian and my lovely wife. We are tuned into Radio K Pulpit. Praise be to God. And what a great honor and a privilege. We were sharing, my wife was still sharing on, you know, what do you see? Amen. And, you know, there's a saying that the world says, see and believe. But, you know, today I want to challenge our belief system. And I want to say, believe God's word first. And see what he will do. Amen. Praise be to God. And, you know, she was explaining to us that 10 people, 12 went and they saw the same thing, you know. And but, you know, the difference, I believe, Pastor Dile, the difference was because Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit. The reason why they saw differently, because while the 10 spies saw the reality, the two of them, the Joshua and Caleb, they saw the truth. Amen. Amen. And what was the truth, Pastor Dile? The truth was, God said, I have given you Jericho. I have given you that land. Amen. Praise be to God. So 10 was seeing in the reality. And, you know, in these times that we are living in the last days, there will be many challenges where the enemy would want you to concentrate on your reality and not on the truth of God's word. You know, Delia, the Bible says, you read that scripture now, you know, when you meditate on God's word and day and night. So there is a clue in what the writer is saying to us, you know, through meditation on God's word day and night. You know, when you begin to meditate, you know, your meditation becomes your habitation, because now you live from the place called inside out, and you're not living really by your reality, but you are living by God's truth. And God's truth is God's word. Jesus said it in this way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so we live from that perspective. You know, Joshua and Caleb, they live their lives from a perspective of the truth of God's word, because when they came back to Moses, they said, but God said, amen, they stood on God's word. And I'm so reminded, you know, when you live in God's meditation and it becomes your habitation, and it is that place where you receive revelation, amen, and then you walk with the revealed truth in your heart. You are fully persuaded, where you get to the place and say, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord no matter what. You know, and then, you know, Moses, Joshua and Caleb, they did not live by feelings, Pastor Dile.
Yes.
They lived by the choice of the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Because they understood, amen, hallelujah. I think they remembered Numbers wasn't yet. They remember that scripture, amen, hallelujah. When God is not man that he would lie, nor the son of man that he will change his mind. If God say it, hey, he will do it. Praise be to God. And I'm so reminded also of another friend of mine, David. In my second name is David, so I love David. David, he walked in that truth of God's word, because when a whole army, imagine a whole military force that is skilled in the arts of war, in have extensive knowledge about warfare and the arts of war and the armor of God and all of these things. A whole army. Amen. When the giant Goliath came out, the Bible says for 40 days and for 40 nights he came out and he mocked God. He mocked the armies of God. And the Bible says they were deadly. They were so afraid. They were full of dread and fear as he came out. And it's almost like Goliath. I could just imagine. It's like, where is your God then? Where is your God? Is there any man that can fight me? And everybody was, they were shivering. They were fearful. They were afraid because they were constantly looking at the reality of this big giant, but they forgot how big their God is. Amen. Amen. How big God was, and how big God is still going to be in the future. And I want to encourage every listener today. Maybe, you know, your bank balance hasn't been in a very high for a long time. It's been a low blow because of the economy, because of, you know, monetary. You know, we just went through a period of where there's another electricity price increase. You know, you put 100 rand of units in, you get what, 29 units. You know, that was last year. Now it's I think 12 point, I don't know how much percent. Sure. So that means if you're going to put in 100 of electricity, 100 rand, you most probably going to get 20 much units less, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to just get by with this. And you're like, where is God? You know, the money is not working out, the budget is not, you know, doing. But I want to encourage you, the same God. Amen. So the choir dichter, his song says, God sorg vir die mossies. I want to say to someone that God will supply all your needs. You just need to look to the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of your faith. I want to say to someone today, look by the Spirit. Look not what you see. The Bible says, for the things that you see are temporal. Mm-hmm. So these policies and these things are all temporal, Pastor Delia. Amen, hallelujah. All of these things that you can touch and see, we're going to leave it all behind.
Amen.
So I want to say to us, let our focus be on Christ.
Yes.
Let us meditate, because there's the key, the meditation on God's word day and night. The reason why you are walking in fear and you are believing your reality, there's a difference between the reality and the truth. The reason for that is that you are not meditating on God's word. You
Amen.
Are not believing God's word. And the Bible say, and the people that know their God, that believe in his word, will do great exploits in
Amen.
His name. Glorious Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, and Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, let me break that down. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. God hates a people that are unbelieving. God hates people that doubts his power, his glory, his sovereignty, you know. And the Lord got so mad with these people that did not believe his word. The Bible says because of these 10 spies, you know, the thing is, the things that you see, you will communicate, you know.
Yeah.
And if you see, and if you believe in your heart that you are seeing a negative thing, you will begin to speak about it and you influence others. The Bible says in Numbers 14, verse 1, so all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. This is because of the bad report of the 10 spies. They didn't even listen to Caleb. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died
yeah.
in the land of Egypt.
Oh my goodness.
Imagine that. Or only if we have died in this wilderness. You know, I believe that that was a total smack in God's face.
Sure.
After he did all those miracles in Egypt.
Yeah.
After he took care of them in the wilderness. You know, raining down manna, raining down quails. And their first words were complaint. You know, only if we had died. How hurtful, how painful, you know, for a father that took care of his people for all those times, that they could just turn around and say such a thing. I truly believe, and that is why the Bible says the Lord turned against this, the Israelites, you know, and he only kept Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb and all the young generation, those are the only ones that went into the promised land because of their belief system, because of how they saw. You know, Joshua and Caleb had a heart and a spirit that
my
the Lord says, said, Caleb's report said, let us go up at once, for the Lord has given us the city. You know, faith will make you move. Faith will make you rise up and do something because you know that you've got the backing
Hallelujah.
Of the King of Kings and
yes.
the Lord of Lords.
Jesus.
The great I Am. I want you today, beloved, to believe in the word of God, to trust in the word of God. Mm-hmm. The word of God will never disappoint. The word of God will never let you down.
Amen.
Prophet Samuel says, you know, that there hasn't failed any one of God's good promises.
Yes.
And so they believed, Joshua and Caleb, who had a different heart, a different spirit, a different belief system, they said, let us go up at once. God has given us the city. God said that He will fight for us and that we will conquer this people. No
Hallelujah.
Matter how big these giants
Glory.
Are, no matter how fortified the city
my
is,
God,
no matter
God.
How big and wide and long and tall these walls are, God said, say with me today, wherever you're listening from, God said. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting excited. Amen. Praise be to God. But we have to go to a song break. I trust that the Holy Spirit is ministering to someone today. And we'll see you right just after the song. Then we will wrap it up and, you know, just dive a little bit more and then have to come to a closure. I trust that you enjoy. Are you going to enjoy the song? God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you are on the program Salt and Light, and you are joined with Apostle Brian Preston and my wife Delia Preston. Amen. And we were just unpacking, you know, this topic of how do you see. Amen. But when my wife was talking, you know, the Lord dropped this in my heart, you know, and I want to say, you know, the Bible says it was Pastor Delia, a new generation. It was all, you know, a younger generation that actually, you know, entered into the promised land, you know. And I'm asking myself, and I, you know, what came to me is that all the old generation were kind of wiped out by God. You know, they died, yeah. You know, they didn't enter in, you know, it was because of they were holding on to old religious structures. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you get people in the church now 20, 30 years and they have the mindset, no, but you don't tell me, amen, hallelujah. And we need to learn from one another. And it was a young generation that went in with Caleb and Joshua into the promised land, because the old, and I want to say prophetically, the old wineskins, the old ideas and mindsets
religious
and limitations
structures.
And religious structures, you know, that needs to come down in order for us to step into the new in what
Amen.
God has in store for us, you
Amen.
Know, and they celebrated, you know, and it was this old complaining, you know, there are people this morning that got up and the first thing they did was complain, rickety ditty, Lord, I don't have this and I don't have that. I want to say to someone today that can hear my voice, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, complaining and moaning is going to get you nowhere. Amen. Rather speak the word of God. Come in alignment, come in agreement with God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because these God's word, the promises of the word of God, is only accessed by faith. You
Amen.
See, money is the currency in the world. You trade with money in the world. You go to the shop, you're going to buy your cool drink, you're going to give your 50 rand, you're going to get your cool drink and your change. But the currency in the kingdom of God is by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. By faith. Amen. Praise be to God. Moses denied himself to be called son of Pharaoh, but he rather chose to suffer the afflictions of God's people because he knew that, amen, he was an Israelite. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
By birth. And so he refused to. And so today we have to refuse our reality. We have to challenge our reality by the truth of God. God's word. Amen. And we have to get this. God, your word says that. Lord, your word says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I stand on the promises of the word of God, because God, hey, in Afrikaans, God staan wakker achter sy woord. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we can trust in the unfailing truth and the power of God's word. God's word has creative power. Amen. Praise be to God. If God said it, amen. Hello. That settles it. And I am going to believe what God say. So every day, maybe some of you are in a hospital. Maybe you feel you are sick in your body. You know, you have to go for an operation. You know, and that is the reality. That is the reality. It's there. Maybe some of you just got a migraine. And the migraine can be the reality of where you're at right now. But the truth is, God is a healer. Amen. Some of you, you are low on finances. You are trusting God even. You know, God, I need to pay the rent. I need to pay the bond. Yeah. You know, I want to say to you today, amen, praise be to God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Stop coming in agreement with your reality and begin to start speaking the truth of God's word. God, you said you will supply all my needs according to your riches in glory. And so a young generation, a Caleb and a Joshua, came into the agreement with this power in agreement. There is blessing in agreement. If two or three of you stand in the earth agreeing on anything, it shall be done by my Father in heaven. Amen. And so we agree this morning, this afternoon, on God's word, that God is not man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he will change his mind. God never changed his mind, because there were giants in that land. God said, I will give you that land. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God didn't change his mind because there was an unbelieving old people that did not believe. God said, I will give you that land. Amen. And so this afternoon, you and I need to have a spirit of Caleb and Joshua that said, God said. Amen. God said, because God said it. Amen. Hallelujah. His word said it. Amen. His word cannot return empty or void, but it will accomplish what God said it out to do in your life. Amen. Isn't that powerful, Pastor Delia? When God speaks, amen. Hallelujah.
We need to be fully persuaded, you know, on the word of the Lord. The Bible says, and Abraham was fully persuaded.
Wow.
And it was accounted to him for righteousness. Although he even had to go and slay his own son, he had to go and sacrifice his own son. Abram had such a belief system that he knew that God was going to do something. He didn't exactly know what God was going to do, but he knew that the very God that gave him the son, that produced this miracle in his life, is going to do something. And so he was fully persuaded when he walked up the mountain of Moriah with his son,
his only son,
knowing that he had to go and sacrifice this child. His heart was fully for God. His heart completely trusted in the Lord. You know that God would never disappoint. He walked with the Lord, and he's seen the heart of God. He's seen the nature of God, that he's rich in love, you know, gracious, merciful, kind.
Sure.
You know.
Oh my goodness.
And because of that, he fully trusted in God.
He's alive.
Beloved, Jesus, we need to come to that place of being fully trusted, fully engulfed, fully knowing God, that he's a God that will never disappoint. And though it seems we are in dire straits, though it seems that calamity wants to come our way, it was David that says, though the mountains fall into the sea, yet I will still believe, yet I will still trust in my God. Mm. Another scripture says that those that put their trust in the Lord, they are secure like Mount Zion.
Sure.
Nothing can shake them. Nothing can move them. You have to come to a place where you begin to know this God, where you begin to fully trust in him, fully know his nature. And when you are engulfed in God, you in him and he in you, Paul says, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being.
Sure.
If you're in that relationship where God is fully in you and you are fully in Him, nothing can shake you, nothing can move you, because you are standing on the nature of God, you are standing on the promises of God, you are standing on the character of God that is rich in love,
my God,
slow
my
to
God.
Anger, abiding in mercy and grace, and that
you,
He'll
Jesus.
Never leave us, never forsake us. Amen. And so today, beloved, no matter the circumstances, no matter where you find yourself in, there might be someone right now calling out to God. You may have lost your job. You may not know where your next meal is coming from, where your next paycheck is coming from, how you're going to pay your bond, your rent. But I want you today to stand on the word of the Lord. I want you to go and outline every one of God's promises in the Psalms, and begin to just speak it out loud, that my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. You know that He will never leave you, never forsake you, that no good thing will He withhold from those that walk uprightly before Him, that God's promises are yea,
yes, and
amen, that God's word will not return to Him void, but it must accomplish that which it set out to do. We know that the word of the Lord is alive and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of the Lord has got power. It's got creative ability. So when you speak the word of the Lord into the atmosphere, it must, coupled with faith, it must come to pass, beloved.
Hallelujah.
Faith is the fuel to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Faith is the fuel. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so you need to declare the word of the Lord by faith, that He will take care of you, that He's making a way where there seems to be no way, that God hears the cry and the call of His people. Psalm 34 says, I sought the Lord and He heard me. He's a God that hears. He's a God that sees. He's a God that knows. And so I trust that you are encouraged today. We're just going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to pray for every person today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So we just concluding this wonderful, powerful message. You know, God is so faithful. He's a God that even warns before things transpire and things happen. He loves His people so much. And I truly believe that, you know, I don't want to be a prophet of doom and gloom, and I'm sharing a faith message today. But things are happening in the world. And know that God has got us, that no matter what is going to come our way, globally, that God has got His people, and He always saves those that put their trust in Him. He always saves those that have faith in Him. I want to declare the word of the Lord again today, that if Jesus comes back, will He find faith in the earth? Beloved, I want to say today, fill yourself with God's word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so you have to fill your life, fill your ears, fill your heart, your mind with the word of the Lord, so that faith can increase. And I know that God is coming for a people that still has faith in Him, of a people whose belief system is unwavered in God, a belief system that knows that no matter what happens, no matter what we're going to see with our physical eyes, that we know that the truth is that God is real, that God is true, that He will take care of those that call upon Him, that put their trust in Him, that God will come through for everyone that calls upon His name in faith, knowing that He is a God that hears, that knows, that sees. Amen. And just like Joshua and Caleb, who had a belief system that God was going to give them the land, they are the ones that eventually inherited the land of Jericho. They went in and they took took that land, amen, and they lived in the land that God promised, a land flowing with milk and honey. And if you trust in God, and if you believe unwaveringly in His word, you will eat the best of the land. God will come through. God will provide. God will make a way. God will bless. God will show you, you know, God will reward you. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And so He will come and He will reward everyone who has kept the faith, who has stood upon the word of God, who did not go back, look back, retrieve, but they stood unwaveringly upon the word of God. I trust that this word blessed you today, beloved. I trust that God is speaking to you today. I trust that you will take up the word of God and speak it out loudly. Let us just pray for you this afternoon. Apostle Brian, are you
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, praise, and honor, Father. Lord, this afternoon, we pray that, Lord, that you will, my God, strengthen our faith to believe, my God, Lord. I pray, my God, from our mouth gate that we will declare the oracles of God, the word of the Lord, my God, in our circumstance, my God, in our reality, Father. I pray, my God, that the faith of the word of God will roar louder in our reality, my God, that we will believe that our God said, my God. I pray that you will touch every sick body, my God. I pray that you will provide, my God, for everyone who is trusting you for supernatural provision, my God. I pray, Father God, that you will bring restoration in households, my God. Lord, even though it does not look, my God, in the natural, Father God, fairly, but we know, my God, that you are the God, whatever the enemy meant for evil, that you are the God who turned things around for the good of those that love you, my God. Father, we love you. We appreciate you, Father. We bless your holy name, and we thank you, Father God, today that you are the God that is going to do exceedingly abundantly, far above whatever we can ask, think, or even imagine. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we stand firm on your word today. Though, my God, oceans may rise, my God, winds may come, my God, storms may come, we thank you, my God, that God is in our boat. Jesus is in our boat, the hope of glory today, my God. It's you that we adore. It's you that we lift up. It is you that we praise. Father, we praise you. We bless you. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord show His countenance towards you, and may He fill you with peace. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for us today on Radio K-Pulpit. Thank you so, so much for your time, for tuning in. May the Lord bless you. And I know that you are going to have a fantastic Saturday today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. See you next week. The same time, hallelujah. Tune in. Please tell your friends, amen, praise be to God, that as we lift up the glorious name of Jesus, God richly bless you all.
Bless you, beloved.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.